Succession number 21104, Reel 3.
Roy Hubbard, Reel 3.
That other place in Yorkshire was Gandale.
Mm-hmm. And you were there for a while, were you?
Yes, under canvas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's when the old battalion was there under canvas. And the old battalion was never together again until after the war. And we went to season in the Arts Mountains. That's the next time. So you sure how much we had to do with the battalion?
Yeah.
During the war, we never saw them. Didn't know where they were.
So, how long were you at Belmont Park altogether? Quite a while by the time.
Belmont Park, we moved down to Belmont Park, to Sledgewick Park, which was up the top of Hogs Hill. It was only about a mile away from Belmont Park.
Is that the Hogsback or Hogs Hill?
Hogs Hill.
Uh-huh.
And that was another big hall, and we were under canvas in the grounds, but Belmont Park, B Company moved into there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. After we'd left.
Yeah.
But you're only about a mile away.
Mm. And your training went on then?
Yeah, it just carried on. It was training all the while, brain guns, carriers, and mortar firing, and, you know, we went everywhere. So did we plane, I think we lived on it. I do.
Can you remember some of the NCOs and so on with you there?
Yeah, I can. I'll tell you a tale. But you see, I'm going back again now. When we were at Grimson Garth, we had a Royal Marine Commando come to train us. Lovely fella. Very lovely fella. And we've been on a route march. And to get into where the tents were, there was three, five bar gates. You know what I mean, don't you? So you had to get over, you know what I mean. I'd done two. That's one of them. It had a little wicket gate at the side. I thought, I'm not going over that. I went through the wicket gate, didn't I? Crafty devil. The sergeant said, so remember him. And I thought the world of him after. I went through the wicket gate. It hovered. Yes. Go back and go over the gate. No way. I'm not going over that gate for you or anybody else. All right. He said, I'm going to tell you once more. Go back through the gate and come over that gate. I said, no way. I've gone over enough of them. Right, he says. Go on. Go in. Ours weren't bell tents, they were marquees. Big, you know. He said, go to your kit. Put your best uniform, what do you call it? Best BD. Best BD. He said, put that on. Full kit, big pack, small pack, all the lot. Your rifle and everything. And report to me. And the sergeants had only about four of them, had a bell tent. under a tree and report to me. So I went to him. Now he says, I'll give you two chances, he says. Are you going on company orders tomorrow morning to disobey my order? Or he says, are you going to take my punishment? So I thought, I'll take your punishment. Right, he says, and in the middle of June, red hot. He says, run round this field until I tell you to stop with your rifle up here. I run round that field. I don't know how many times I run round that field. I couldn't tell you. But I know I collapse. I collapse. But completely and utterly exhausted. And he came over to me, knelt down beside me, put his arm under my head. He gave me a sip of water. And I waited a little while, then he gave me another sip of water. And he brought me round until I could stand up, you know. Now he says, have you learnt a lesson, boy? I said, yes, Sergeant. And I said, righto, he says. Come back to your box head. Take your kit off, lie down on your bed, and get your mate to get your medicines. When it's tea time, get your mate to fill them. He says, and lie down. Here endeth the first lesson. And I fought the world of that bloke after.
Yeah. Do you remember his name?
No.
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 You remember the faces, don't you?
I can see his face now. Yeah. And years after, I went to the Magnus Cinema, and I came, and I could swear blind it were him. You know what I mean? But I couldn't approach him because, now, you've got to be right, haven't you? But I thought the world that bloke. I really did. He was a smacking bloke, he was. But I must have been an awkward bee, you know.
Yeah.
But then we went down, as I say, down there, and from just outside Faversham, we were at Belmont Park and then Sledgewick. So, I think I'm pronouncing it right, something like that. And then from there, I went to Ashford on a signal course.
Oh, right.
Aye.
Was that just you, or was that...
Just me.
Right,
okay.
Right, and who was doing the signal course?
Oh, the signalers.
Right.
Divisional signals. We joined the 53rd World Division then.
Right.
Aye. And it was this, you know what I mean? And I said to the instructor, I said, hey, if I hear much of this, I'll finish up in the nut house.
How long was that course? Roughly.
Oh. About 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly. But I didn't finish the 6 weeks.
You didn't finish
No
it?
Way. I went to the chap in charge, the captain in charge of the signals there. I says, Captain, I can't think of his name. Yes, Hubbard. I'm wasting my time here. What I said, listen to that, I said, send me around the nut house, I've been in the nut house. Are you sure? I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. So he said, all right. So they sent me back to me company.
So how long do you think you did?
Well, only a couple of weeks, no more. I'd have gone by me. I would, hadn't I? And
were you still a private at the time?
Oh, I was always a private. Yeah, I was a private. Yep.
So So what did they say when you got back?
Major Walker said to me, what the hell am I going to do here, Robert? I said, I don't know, not a lot, I don't think. Well, he said, all right. And then he sent me to Maidstone on a driving mechanics course.
Oh, right.
Well, I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that.
Right.
Yeah. And I passed that.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed that.
How long was that course?
Oh, 6 weeks, I
was. Running that course, do you know?
Divisional Remy, I think.
Yeah.
Then I passed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. On Bren gun carriers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I passed that. Okay. So I was used for. He did find a use for me, like, you know.
Yeah. Still at Sedgwick Park.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So, how long till you left Sedgwick Park? You were there a little while.
Yes, and then winter, which would be winter 42, wouldn't it?
Still in 42?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We went to Herne Bay.
Right.
In civilian barracks.
In civilian
boots? Yeah.
Right. So, what was that like?
Oh, that was great. That was super, that.
Right.
Oh, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Because, have you ever been to Herne Bay?
No.
Haven't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lovely. Well, it was then, I'm not. But, the houses. Well, the houses we were in, there was one room on its own,
mm-hmm.
and it had a little balcony onto the front street, you know. And I sort of remember it. Sergeant Jones says to me, he was our platoon sergeant, he says, Hubbard, yeah, you're a disruptive element in this platoon, you are. I'm not. Yes, you are, he says. So that room on its own, you're going to go in it on your own. And he says, and in the morning, because the sergeant's room was next to this one, and he says, in the morning you can get up early and go down to the cookhouse, which was about half a mile away, and bring the sergeants, the 1, 2, 3, 4 sergeants, you can bring the 4 sergeants a cup of tea, and he's going to get stuffed. No chance, I said, you got that. I'm giving you a lot. I said, no chance, mate. You've got no chance. You show me that in King's regulations where I've got to fetch you a cup of tea. He said, I said, Sian. And I never did. No way. I said, I'm not waiting on you. I said, you're not allowed a Batman. You're not. I never did. He always taught. I always found that, and I've found it through life, all through my life, even down the pit. If you show a determined, what should I say? Poor. If you show that you're determined, they'll respect it. And I found that out all through my life.
Do you think it made your time in the army difficult?
No, it made it easier. It made it easier. It did. Barring that time when he rang me around that blasted veil. But,
so what were you doing at Herne Bay? You were in civilian billets, so you were billeted in someone's house, were you? Or were you, was it an empty
house? No, look, they're all commandeered.
Right.
All there aren't any civilians in Herne Bay.
Mm-hmm.
During the war.
Right.
Oh, no. And that was all right. We went on exercises and from there. And we had to march down. You had You had to march down to your breakfast. It was a school. The school was our cookhouse. Where you marched out of Herne Bay, down the street, and it was called Herne Village, where the cookhouse. Only about half a mile away, you know. And we marched down for food and that, you know. And we walked back again once we'd had it. And that stay in Herne Bay was all right. But it was all exercises all the time. It exercised all the time, all the time.
Did you do any exercises with, any American troops?
No.
Canadians?
No.
Other parts of the 53rd Division?
No.
All the time? Or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
53rd, yeah. Mm. But what threw us was when they changed from infantry to a machine gun battalion. And
how did that come about?
I don't know, love. It just came about.
And they just told you?
That's right.
Yeah.
And it tells you in the book there that it booked our battalion about, like, you know.
So what practical differences did that make for you?
Well, you had to learn machine guns, mortars, you know, different tactics and everything.
So did you carry on with the Bren guns?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
because we carried the machine gun in the Bren gun carrier.
Right.
And
so how did you take to using the machine gun?
Well, I was in the mortars for a start, but you see, once you were over there and you were taking casualties, your casualties, your replacements come and they didn't know anything about a mortar and didn't know anything about a machine gun. So, if a machine gun company had took casualties, it's far better to send like some of us there that know a bit about it. And the reinforcements used to go to the mortar platoon and the mortar company. All they had to do was get the mortars ready. Like, take them out of the boxes and unscrew the cap on the detonator and just get ready to drop it down the mortar.
Yeah.
So we were like that, boy, you know.
So did you start doing a lot of machine gun training at all?
Yeah, we had to learn everything, machine guns, mortars, and like any vehicle, like a drive any vehicle that we got. And
did you get a sense that they were sort of, things were getting a bit more urgent, you know, that they were going to be sending you all somewhere?
Oh yeah, you could smell it, But it's a good job they did, because where we'd been training was just like the Picard in Normandy. You know, we knew that it was going to be like small fields and.
Right. So did you know where you were going to go, or did you
No,
guess?
But yeah, we had a good smell, like, yeah.
You thought you'd be landing in France?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
You didn't think you might have got sent to Africa?
No.
Was it from Herne Bay that you, where did you go from there?
We went back to, from Herne Bay, we went back to Sledgewick Park, and from Sledgewick Park, we went to Tilbury Docks.
Right, okay.
And then we went across.
Yeah. So those last few weeks or months at Sledgewick Park, what was the atmosphere like? I mean, had you any idea where you were going to go?
No. Right. None at all.
What was the first inkling you got?
When you could see, when you travelled about, there were so many troops, Americans. As you got down towards Citysbourne, Maidstone, and places like that, there were loads of Yanks, They weren't up near us, around Owen Bay. And when you went on leave and things like that, there were loads of Americans catching the trains round about Sittingbourne and Maidstone and places like that.
Right. So it was from the fact, really, that the Americans were there in force.
Yeah.
They were going together. Sometimes.
You couldn't stick a pin.
Did you get... Had you had much leave? I mean, you've been joined up, what, about 3 years now,
has
it?
Well, you got to leave about every 6 months.
Mm.
Yeah, you got back.
What was it like going on leave as a soldier? Did you come back to Leicester?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did.
Did people treat you differently because you were a soldier now?
Many of us were.
When was your last leave? Before you went to abroad?
Demobilee. Not demobilee. Embarkation leave.
Right. So did you know it was embarkation?
No, you had it. Mm. Came back, and then they told you it was your embarkation leave.
Right. So that's when you knew you were going.
That's to... right.
Yeah. So what did you feel then?
Oh, I felt great. You can't explain the feeling.
Mm. What, were you excited?
Yeah, I were.
Yeah. Were you not afraid?
No. I've never felt that. Right. Never.
Yeah. You never thought you were going to be injured?
No.
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 Right. So you just couldn't wait to go and join the fight?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Mm. What preparations did you do at Sedgwick Park?
Like I say.
You know, I mean, particular preparations for... actually going?
Well, we had to waterproof every vehicle. Mm. What a job. I tell you what I like. It was like red clay. And you had to put it round everything that leaked in an engine. You know? Well, oh, it was a blooming horrible job it was. Oh, it was horrible. If I could get out of that... I was trying to get out of that, but I had to have some of it, you know, but what a job. That's how you can, like get off the landing craft and go in the water, and then when you got beyond the beach, you got to take all this stuff off, because it had only run so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stuff on, oh, I'm not kidding. Terrible.
So did you know the day before that you were going to leave for Tilbury?
No.
No? They actually told you on the morning?
Yeah. What time? Get loaded up.
Yeah. What time did you leave Sedgwick Park?
About 11, I think.
About
11.
And you drove to Tilbury?
Yeah, we drove to Tilbury.
So what did you see when you got there? What was Tilbury like?
Docks and ships. And we boarded the ships at Tilbury.
Mm-hmm. What sort of ship did you go on?
A Liberty ship. Mm-hmm. One of them welded ones. And the sailors said to us, now these, you know, if you're going a big swell, they're only welded together, they're not riveted, you know. And sometimes to break the back. Well, that frightened us to blasted death, I did. But.
So you got on the ship, and when did it leave?
We were that fed up sitting in that bloody estuary. Right. It really got on everybody's nerves, it did. But when they said we were going, it went, let's go then, you know.
Were people quite tense? Sitting on that boat.
Somewhere.
Knowing that you were going to...
Somewhere, yeah.
Had you heard anything about D-Day? Had you heard... You'd heard it had happened, presumably.
They told us when we got on the ship where we were going.
Right. they told you that Allied forces had already landed.
Yeah, but we're going.
So you knew you were going to be running up beaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you feel about that?
Nothing. I was excited. I can assure you, love, I enjoyed every minute of it. I enjoyed every minute of it.
So how long were you on the ship? Quite a while.
We were on the ship about a week before it moved.
A week? Goodness me.
Oh, we were really, probably 5 days, six, yeah. To, you know. But we were really fed up, you know.
This was in the dock.
No, in the estuary. In the estuary. And then, when we went, now, I don't know how it happened, I haven't got a clue. But everybody says that we landed on Gold Beach. Well, I know I didn't land on Gold Beach. I know where I landed. We landed on Sword Beach. We did. Uh-huh. Just a little way from a place called Loins to Mare. Uh-huh. I know that.
Right. So tell me, when you, from having hung about in the estuary for ages and ages and ages, you finally, what time did you go across? Did you go across in the night or across the channel?
Yeah.
Night.
Yeah.
So, could you see the French coast in the dawn?
Oh, you could see the flashes and all the lot going on.
Was it quite noisy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it were.
Some people must have been quite nervous.
Yeah, some were, yeah. But I've never been like that, you know, like... I shouldn't say it, really. But I'll go in over there to enjoy myself. And to speak the truth, how off it didn't last long enough. I loved every minute of it.
But there must have been people around you on the boats who were quite nervous.
Well, I never noticed it, like, right. Yeah. I never noticed it, but we couldn't say the word, and right. I couldn't say the word.
Okay. How did you get off the ship?
We went down the, what do you call them?
Scramble nets.
Scramble nets. Yeah. We went down the scramble nets, and we lost two blokes, because it was heavy seas. And we lost two blokes, said the devils, jumped to get on that. Well, it was away. On the landing craft, because it was doing this.
Yeah. Oh, right, they mistimed it.
Yeah, and the couple fell. Yeah.
They were wrong.
Oh, they were gone. Yeah.
So you got down the scramble net.
Yeah.
And then jumped from that to the landing craft
because
it went in
there. Yeah.
So it's quite difficult.
Yeah, especially with all your kit on. Yeah. And then when you got. But you see, you have to circle round the bloody boat because you're the Bengal carriers and the drivers went first.
Oh, so you had to let them go first?
Yeah. Then when we landed,
they were there.
We were told where to go, like, you know. And,
So were you under fire while you were circling round the Liberty ship?
No.
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 And what time of day was this? Was this early morning?
Early morning. Yeah. Early morning. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Early so morning.
Went in on the landing craft.
Yeah.
Got off it.
That's it.
Without being under fire. Yeah. Okay. Roy Hubbard, end of reel 3.